Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol niyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
An interesting shaila pertaining to this week's parsha. We have a well-known posuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Perek Chaf Aleph, posuk Tezayin. Anyone who steals another person, sells him, mos yumas, it warrants the death penalty. Afrekt the shals chumas maritats, Rab Yom Tov ben Moshe Tzalon, it's bought by Rab Yosef David, as in Simon and Shalal David. It's also bought in the Shololo Yechzar here on the Pasuk. A fascinating kashan is chumas in Simakuf Samache, it's the shaila of Rishmul Atiya. Afrekt Rishmul Atiya, how could the brothers of Yosef proclaim, turning back the pages to Parshas Vayeshev, Perek Lamed Zayin, Ma Betza Kinargus Achinu? What are we going to gain? What are we going to profit by killing our brother Yosef? What should we do instead? Let's go in and sell him. And what's that going to accomplish? Whether you kill him, whether you sell him, you're still Chayim Misa. Frank the Maritats, Mahuila Batakanosam, Ray Overmau, Goni Vishmachovinitsu, Yadamos Yumas, and Lamaisa. How could we ignore the Nusach and Eila Eskara and the Avoda of Musaf Liyom Kippur? We begin Eila Eskara, it's in the Medrash Eila Eskara. Eila Eskara, Menavshi Allah Yeshbecho, when we discuss in detail the Asuruge Malchus. And what happened? The king opens up the Chumash. Behaven v'dikdik b'das rishumas, he understood, he analyzed the inscribed law. Hu pasach b'veila ha-mishpotim v'choshim mizimas. And he opens up the Chumash to Ve'ela Mishpotim. And he thought he devised of a plot regarding the Goni Vishim Ocharo V'nimtza V'yodamos Yumas. If someone kidnaps a person and sells him and he's found guilty, he is put to death. Writes the art scroll. And once he opened up the Chumash and he saw the Torah includes in the law that if someone kidnaps a fellow Jew, forces him to work and then sells him, the kidnapper is liable to the death penalty. This law provided the Roman ruler with the pretext to execute the sages for a crime that had been committed more than 16 centuries earlier. Asur Gemalchus, why? Because Klal Yisrael came from the Yud Bei Shvatim, the Shiftei Kah, and they were involved in Chet Mechiras Yosef. We discussed parenthetically many a time. Rabbeinu Bechai's Kasha, and a few places throughout his Perush HaLatayro, La Maisa, we didn't have 10 people. So for that, we have different answers. The Pirkei Lozor, they were Matsari for Kodesh Baruch Hu to the Cherem, to the Beis Din. That's where the Eibishter had to conceal the Ruach HaKodesh from Yaakov Avinu. That's why Yitzchak was enjoined from disclosing to his son Yaakov the true whereabouts, the Metzias Amitis pertaining to his son Yosef HaTzadik, the grandson of Yitzchak. That's one Mahalech. Rabbeinu Bechai also suggests, perhaps Reuven, as the Bechor, was held liable, because as the Bechor, perhaps he could have prevented it. Or Yaakov Avinu, he sent Yosef into a precarious, into a dangerous situation. Perhaps that itself warrants some sense of liability. Or Yosef, who was Motzi Dibasim Ra, and he was included. So even though Binyamin wasn't there, even though Reuven wasn't there, he comes back, sees what took place. Ava Maisa, whatever Mahalach you're going to espouse, we had 10 people and we needed a kapar, an atonement. And what gave the green light to the Roman king? It was the pasuk in this week's parsha. So we see Lamaisa actually played out the way that this pasuk was the Pesach for the Roman ruler to go ahead and execute over a period of at least 60 years. Including the Tanolaki Rabbi Akiva. So what were they really gaining? See, you're not going to kill him, you're going to sell him. But if you sell him, you're also Chai Misa. So what are you gaining? So the Melech HaSakodesh is bought both by the Maritats and the Sholo David. And he answers, B'nai Narachom Usor Mashvichas Domen Botanam Betzuva on Gonev Nefesh at that moment in time. So if they would go ahead and take away Yosef and sell him, Lohayun Anoshim Akach. That's the answer, Melech HaSakodesh. They had a din of B'nai Noach. B'nai Noach granted already from earlier in Chumash, We know anyone who kills anybody else, even B'nai Noach, that's one of the Zayim Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, Zavada Yechai Miso. Ela wants the Chiyam Misa, the Gabay, Shvichas Domim, the Muzarans. If they kill him, they know the Chiyam Misa, but just to go and instill him, they're not, that's not going to be included. Ask the Sholo David, that's very Shmer, because you're telling me, Avado, we're dealing with the Zayim Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach. So what are the Zayim Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach? We have Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, and then the Gimel Averis Kamuris, the three carnal sins, Shvichas Domim, but Azor Gilei Rayas, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet, Avram and Achai, Berchas Hashem, Gezel and Dayonim. Said clearly, Gezel includes what? Includes stealing. Sela, what are you going to say? You mean stealing, where a goy is held liable even on a pokus mishava bruta, but they're not going to be held liable for stealing. The first should be a pasha to kavachaymer. Now the fact is, he already dealt with this. The Sholo David, Yosef David's inside, back in Parshas Yisrael. On Perek Yitzes Pasuk Vav, on the Pasuk Vatim Tiyulim Leches Konim, he discusses the Mechilta that's born in the Yalkut Remez Reish Pei Vav, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first offered the Torah. We know Rashi, slightly different version, but Rashi Vizos HaBrucha also brings a version based on Chazal. Eivishter first offered the Torah to the nations of the world. He said, you want to be Makabal the Torah? They said, oh, Maksimba, Lo Sirtzach. Ah, Esav says, ah, that's Negan our Yerusha. She Rashi Meyam Aseinu, Achar B'chatichia. No, the Torah is not for us, but I'm in a Moav, lo sit up in a Yishmo, lo signal, v'chulei, ask the Magen of Roman Nezai Yisra'a Anan. Commentary in the Yalkut Shimoni, Hashvichas Domo, lo kol ha'yamim, b'mitzvahs b'nei Noach, it says, Shoveich Domo, Adam, Adam, Domo, Yishoveich, back in Tes, Vav, Voracious. So even if they wouldn't be Makabal, the Torah, and the end of the day, so what do you mean, Achar v'chotichye? L'maisa, you're ready, mitzvah, v'nzai, mitzvahs b'nei Noach, so what do you mean, I can accept the Torah? Regardless, you're not allowed to go in and kill. Even the Gabi Yaman and Yishmoel. Arayas Gila Arayas is also enumerated amongst the Zayim Mitzvahs, as is Geneva. So we have a Kasha, it's a Kasha that many deal with the Sholo David back, and Yisro gives his own Teretz. The answer the Zayis Ran on, at least to the Gabi, the Geneva. He says that's not so Shmer. Why? Because Goni Nefoshes isn't in the Ashara B'nai Noach, because it's only included stealing money. Frank the Sholo David, that's a very Shmer. It's negative Svarah to tell me that the Chayiv and Geneva, Arkadekach, that the Chayiv and Geneva, even on Pokhus Vishavar Puta, but on Goni Nefoshes, which is Chamir Tvei, you're going to tell me a Pater Samad, so Sholo David takes off with the Reposhet, that Amad is stealing someone, even in Dinah B'nai Noach, if you're going to be chai for Geneva's moment, Kavachomer, you're going to be chai for Geneva's Nefashis. Parenthetically, there's a Geshmak and Malah Homer back in Parshas Noach. He says, what Pshan Chazal lo neftem gzardina mele gezel? Why did Eivishter still bring the Mabul? He had to punish the Goyim at the time. For Gezel, why they treated so harshly Legabe Gezel? Zoktim La Omer, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, he never wants to get the goof of the person. That's always the last resort. First, he tries to get you with your money, the same way we follow the pattern Legabe Tsaras. There's a concept of Beis HaMenuga, where the Tsaras of leprosy metaphysically afflicts the house. If you don't do tshuva, then it's going to affect your clothing. It's going to inch ever closer to the human body. And as a last resort, you don't do tshuva when it affected your house, which is still somewhat distant from you. And then it got closer onto your clothing and you still didn't repent, then it's going to come and hit your body. Say, ask them, Omer, why did Eivishter wipe them away? Total annihilation when it came to the door. Hamabel, the great Dedolyush, why not go ahead? First get their possessions. After you get their possessions, then you can go to get the body. Zoktim lo Omer, lo neftem gzardinam ala geza. Why? Since they stole each other's houses, they stole each other's cars, everybody stole everything from everybody else. Say, Eivishter says, you left me no recourse. I can't go in and get your possessions because they're not yours. I have nothing to get you, but go right away to the goof. So you had to get them with the goof. That's the interesting mahalik of the Mullah Omer. I'll go upon him. You see that what the even in a pochus mishava prutolo, nothing zadim ala gezel. I'll just come a come if they're going to your vasha. So you can't tell me the terrors of the Zayis Ranan that they're mitzuva on Geneva's moment, then I'm a tzuva on Geneva's nefasha. So what's the pshat? Let's go back to the Sholo David. So he says, not only that, he says, what are you going to go on to tell me? You want to be Naniach B'nai Noach Anat Mitzuva on Geneva's Nefashis? It's very shver. We have the Parshas Durachi. We know the Mishnah Lamelech in a number of places, and many others farm echo this sentiment. We had so many machlekesim, so many disputes between Yosef and his brothers. The Gabbai did the Klai Yisrael at the time, pre-Matan Tyrell, have a status of B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Noach. And more often than not, the machlekes revolved on the hinge that Yosef said they had a status of B'nai Noach, and the Shvatim had a status of Yisrael. So even if you can introduce chilukim in what's included and what's not in the Zayim Mitzvah B'nai Noach, at least l'shita some, according to the Acha Yosef, they come on always held that they had a status of B'nai Yisrael. So B'nai Yisrael, Avada, they keep in the Torah before it was given. Avram Avinu Kim is called to a Kodesh Anina. Moral says in Teferis Per Kites, Avada Yitzchak, Avada Yaakov, and the Shvatim Befrat, if they held, Klape Atzman, that they talk ahead of the B'nai Yisrael. So forget the whole shtick of Torah, B'nai Noach, B'nai Yisrael, the Chayiv. So what are they gaining? Comes along the Shlal David, Rabbi Yosef David, Zintzheim, and he says the Gaval de Gamalek. The Gemara says in Tanenshin, Pabes, Hamid Beis. Hagonim Nefesh. You know when you're chayiv, only when you bring him into your rishus and you use him to serve you, you benefit from him. So he says, Amela, where did they throw him? They didn't bring him into their rishus, they threw him into a bor. Our bor is in rishus harabim, was a hefkedik bor, so they were never over on the lav to be chayiv misa, because they were never machnis him into their rishus. And even if you want to say that maybe they owned the bor, they were grazing in the fields, efshur, heichitimsa, maybe it belonged to them, and at the moment that they threw him into the bar, their das clearly wasn't on the Geneva. They threw him into the bar to just keep him there until they were going to go ahead and actually kill him, so their das was on Ariga. And even though afterwards their intent was to go in and sell, if someone was in your rishus, then it's only another reason to make you potter after. Once he's already in your rishus, and only then do you decide to sell him. That excludes if someone already was found in your rishus. Mele, they're going to be potter. And not only that, even if you say that they're chayim, but we saw from the Gemara Sanhedrin only when there was an Indian of Ishtamshus and he never used him. Everybody is going to agree that if you never used him, they never had Yosef serve them. Send him out, they're going to be potter. Melo Adasa Kol Ein Paturit. So he says, Gavaldik, he says, Melo, this was their cheshbon. We have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ayin Chesem and Aleph, and we have a din of Heiko Asor B'nei Odom B'Asor Maklis Ameis, Beim Avas Achaz, Beim Azer Chazet Paturin, according to the Tana. Kamer Yudah Ben Masira says, Mezer Asor, he makes a chilip. And Rabbi Yochanan says, they both darshan from the same posse, but what do Rabbanan hold? Kol Nefesh, Adika Kol Nefesh. That means what? When you have 10 people smacking a Yid, Rachman Eletzlan, 10 people are using 10 sticks, and they're hitting Ruvain. They're hitting Ruvain Goldstein simultaneously. Habeim Vasachos, or one after the next, and then Ruvain Goldstein dies. They're all potter. Why? Because in no one person's makkah can we declare Adika Kol Nefesh. Shemela, you're going to be potter. Lefiza, right? To the Shlal David, Yehuda turns to his brothers and he says, "Ma betza kinar sechino," meaning what? In the end, day, what are we really going to gain? We have a better solution than killing Yosef. If we kill him, kinaro gloshin rabim, we kill him biyachad v'chisino as dumbo, and we cover over his blood. Avadu, we're going to be potter akach. Why? Because we paskin like the rabbanon. Sanhedrin ayeches that 10 people who kill at the same time. Again, 9 people, 10 people, and we hit him at the same time, and he dies. Since not any one of us was mechayev, no one provided the bechina of the kol nefesh, Amela, that's why according to Rabbanu we're going to be potter. But he says, I have a better idea. Let's go sell them together. And we're still going to be potter. But in addition to being potter, just like Asor Sharagu, and we're going to be potter, this one's better. Why? Because Yadeno Altihibo, we never touched him, we never used him for our purpose. Lo Nachni Seno L'Rishusenu. Let's leave him in the pit and sell him from the pit. Let's never bring him into our Rishus. Let's never be Minishtamishbo. Sibavade Kuli Almo, we're going to be potter. Eina Chanami, in the end of the day, if we kill him, that's only Aliba Shitos Rabbanan, who sell the 10 people, kill the Masachas of Zemachazim. Adika Kol Nefesh, Hamamela, we're going to be, but that's only according to Rabbanu. Could you, according to Yudah Memesera, Bezer Chazah Achron Chayiv, because he was Makari Vesmisaso, someone still is going to be Chayiv. I got a better solution. Let's not get any of us into trouble. Let's go instead of killing him, Biachah. Let's sell him, Biachah. Let's throw him into the pit. We'll never be Nishtamishbo. And if we're never Nishtamishbo, we'll never be Chayiv Misal to the Geneva. This way we'll get rid of him, and not even one of us will be Chayiv Misal. That's a Mariah Dikah Haram. I'm the Shlal David Yeshakayach. We'll see you tonight in the Daf Yomi room in Metz Hashem, 8:15 tonight. We finish Sim Shalom. We are up to Lukai Nitzor Tachrunim at the end of Shmon Esrei Malchova. And the only Tefillah men and women, that's 8:15 to 9 o'clock in the Daf Yomi room. Wishing everyone a great night and a great rest of the week ahead. Kaddish, please.